The middle of Hilchos Shabbos on page 404, Reish Beis Mabez, starting Siman Shin Mem Tes. Then Arba Amos Beshus Rabim, the halacha of four Amos in the public domain. By Hei Sifim, there's five paragraphs. Sif Aleph. Kol Adam Yesh Lo Arba Amos Beshus Rabim. Every single person has four Amos in the Beshus Rabim. Sheichol Taltal Behem, that he can carry in them. Umoidim Loi Ba Amos Shaloi, they measure it with his Amos. The mamasik tan, if his amma is small, listen, arba ammas beinoyers shall call out, they give him four medium-sized ammas of a regular person. Shukalach mem chishet vachem, that every amma is 6 hand breaths. Says Ramo, if I only come on, simshin tzadik vav. Says the mishbur sivkot nalaf. Kolodim yesh lebuchul. Every single person has four amas of shusram that he can carry him. Hatam, the reason is the chesib. It says the pasuk shu ish tachtav. The person should rest in the area beneath him. But Kavanah, what it means to say is Yeshivish Kol Ish B'Yemah Shabbos, the sitting of every single person on Shabbos. He Kasher Tachtav should be like the measurement that's beneath him. Dain the Kasher or Kol Gufa, like the measurement of the length of his entire body. For sure, Chazal and Chazal estimated the Erech Adam, the length of a person, Shur Tachtav, which is the measurement beneath him. And for Shal Shabbos, just three Amos. Vo'idam, another Amma, could they lift Shad Yodah Barakim to stretch out his hands and his feet? And this measurement, Yechol Adam, Matal, the Chavot, the person could move objects from here and there. Joshar Tzion Oiz Beis says, this is the reason that said in the Gemara Kontra Meis. So look at Beis Yisef, that therefore the Rambam Paskins like him, because this is the way Paskin Erev and Gimel Beis, that you have to measure at Tzevois, that it's constricted, that's Lochum, Sivkot and Beis. Every single person has Arba Amis, that is Mitzumtzumis, that's constricted, says the Magen Avraham, and that is Yimdir Eisim Mitzumtzum, that you measure them very tight. V'ayim B'Siv Beis, Arba Amish Amru, this is a Dal Amish Hin V'Lachsoin, is that with its hypotenuse, with the diagonal. Sivkot and Gimel, and you measure Ba'amish Aloy, every single person's own Amma. That is a Ma'isha, Zehu Arach B'Yesa, a very tall person. Moid Loy Arba Amish Bezroy Shaloy, then you measure it with his arm. The Nimtz comes out, Arba Amish Aloy, his Dal Amish, you could do it, Arba Amish Aloy, Shabbani Adam, will be bigger than the Dal Amish of a different type of a person. Which Ashar Tzinah's Gimel brings this from the Gemara, and says, look at Prima Gavim that he writes, that that's only when he's not transporting in one shot, when he's being mavri bevasa achas, is considered always the shiva abba amas, but medium-sized person, even for a person that's long. He says, according to Muhammad understanding, that requires analysis, because the he mentions in his words the reason so that he could take an object from beneath his feet and put it beneath his head. If that's the case, according to the Maskan Gemara, a very tall person with his amma, we measure so that you can be kind by every single person. The pasuk is shvuish tacht. If that's the case, male, it's obvious that it's permitted for him to carry in one shot, even though it's more than a medium-sized dalad amas. And even Meir doesn't disagree on him regarding this, even though he says a different reason. And you don't have between them either only if it's revachis or mitzumzam is wide or constricted, that, as the Gemara brings in, and difference at Tzarchian on what that would mean if regarding it, if it's bevasachas. Sivkat and Daud, and the imam, if amasik tana, if his am is small, then you give it that of a medium-sized person, but someone who says shagufa beinik kashar kolodim, that his body is medium-sized like a regular person, was royishalot, but his arm is ketsar mishab ben yadim. So saying he just has a smaller arm. If you can measure his dalad amas with his arm, you could tzaris lefitz erech gufa. It's going to be small according to what his needs are for his body. But tarem the tzaris says shvuish tachta. A person should have his irial. Therefore, we give him a medium-sized person, not because he's a smaller person. His arm is smaller. Shar Tzion Oizdal says that's a Rashi explains that's a Rabbeinu Chanan. That's Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, and it sounds like that if he would be actually a midget in his body too, we would measure regarding his dalad amas, even though it's less than other people. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. And so look at Prima Gavim regarding this. Sivkan, hey, the Ramah says, look at Simchas Shin Tzadik Vav, but someone in says, the Shambah Gomavur, there, and the Ramah is broad. Then you hit the Chutzal Tchum regarding going out of the Tchum, the Arba Amas, Moedim Revach, is there we measure very big dalad amas, Ochim Bekan, but here, until the Arba Amas Pesham, carrying dalad amas, Pesham, Yishlach, Matavkam, Tzitzam, you should be stringent, specifically tight, Kanava Sivkan Beis, like we said in Sivkan Beis.
Siv Beis. Arba Amish Amru, these four Amish that we said that he gets in Rosh Hashanah, it's the Dal Amish with their diagonal. Shanimsa comes out, Shim Chamish Amish, Ushlosh Chamash, which are really five Amish and three fifths of an Amish. Yesh Mishamah, there are those who say, Shana Arba Amish, Ad Chamish Ushlosh Chamash, they're from four Amish till five and three fifths, Potter of Lassim. You're biblically exempt, but it would still be rabbinically forbidden to carry in that area. says Mishbur Sibkot and Vav. The four Amas that they said is Himalach Sainah. Claim another, the Shir Abba Amas, the measurement of four Amas, who Himalach Sainah is that with a diagonal, meaning Sheinah Chayim, not liable and tiltal Kashir, unless you carry in the measurement, Sheila Lachsan, that is the diagonal, Shal Arba Amas of four Amas squared. Now we don't have to tell him till Talalach Snoilam that if he's carrying to the diagonal of the world, you're not liable for less than the measurement. But the diagonal, because technically, if you have an area of 4 amas squared, the hypotenuse, you get an additional measurement of, you know, 1 2/5. What's the diagonal? Because it's obviously longer distance. And you're going according to the measurement of the world. Even if you're carrying in the square of the world, straight line from east to west, and from north to south, it goes accordingly in any direction. You're not going to be liable for less than the share of the alachs. Sivkat and zayin. Now, some say that it's only part of a loss. That's how the chachamim agree like this opinion. Sivkat and chash. That from 4 amas till 5 and 3/5, patal v'asa. But if a pachas ma'ab amas less than 4 amas, kemal deyuzum at like a tchili, even according to this opinion, it's initially permitted, but cannot be sabal, like we said in Sabal. So we can't test, but beyond 4, it's patal v'asa, up until 5 3/5. So we test the Rambam, this opinion of the Rambam. Might be our gresha, because look at the biagra that he writes. The Gamma Rambam, might be the Rambam, also agrees, the echash abeir aloi, where the person selected arba amas al tatalam, 4 amas, where to carry in, for it's al tatalam, like sinchal abamas, now he wants to carry in the diagonal of the 4 amas, mutal tatalam, you're allowed to carry in them, afsha oila ad chamash amas or shalash chamashim, even if it's going up until 5 3/5 of an amma. For the Kapolka de Rishon, it's not disagreeing the first opinion, rak beritzel taltam and mishur v'lebalachsin, only you want to carry in a straight line, not a diagonal. Oy shle yichle mitchilo ab amas l'taltam, or if he didn't designate originally one of the four amas that he wants to carry in them. The other day, said according to the Rambam, ein loy b'chol zeheta tilta, then you don't have the permissibility of carrying rak ad ab amas v'lebalachsin, only up until 4 amas without the diagonal. That you should know, the Madi Kamala, this that we hold him, hever chibitz b'shos Rambam, ab amas, himalach soyna, yeb you carry an object b'shos Rambam, for Amos, meaning including their alachs, alachs and chayvik be liable. Dafka kishal yishizet, that specifically we had this measurement, bein mekoy makiris achivitz on the chosin, between the picking up of the object and where you put it down. Daniel, that is sheniach achivitz mechus lashizet, that if you put down the object beyond this measurement. Avon hoi makam anachas achivitz, but if the place of the putting down the object was betichshiz, it was within this measurement. Vafil rak mitzasir shachivitz, even though only some of the object, potter one's going to be exempt, that elehev achivitz ava Amos, because he did not transport the object for Amos with its diagonal in completion. Look over there. Said you get dollar amas with its alachs, and I'm mishbrua, like he says Sibkan Bab, what we wrote, that even if you carry l'ribu ha'ilam, it still has the alacha, that's a pin rabbi natam, and mechabes soysim like him. And even according to the Rashbam, there's enough coming regarding this, and that's something tasting the Rash, that mefakfik on the words rabbi natam. However, mechabes soysim like him, and he does not differentiate, and that's also that's also the pin the Rambam. Rashi, the Rashi ben Ritva, the Maschus Me'aba Amos Ad, that we said that from some say from 4 Amos till 5 3/5 is the pot level Asim. Now, if you look in Lashon Rambam, that from him is the source of this halacha. It sounds like that Arba Amos exact is mutla getchila, and it says requires analysis. His reason is because he's geizer sholib alachsin not alachsin. Also, you have to look at if he's geizer sholib alachsin because of alachsin. Also, Baba Amos, then you should have said would be forbidden because of Atu Chosmar Amos. Some of the dirshus. Dirsh number one, the explanation of this halacha of a person giving dalar amos and Shos Rambam Chaznish writes, it's a rabbinic halacha that you're not allowed to carry out an object from his dalar amos that he's standing in to beyond his dalar amos, and even if he's not transporting dalar amos on Shos Rambam, but it's going out of his dalar amos. Now, regarding, however, the Isra Itzah B'Shos Rambam and the Raisa, you have to transport an object for Amos from the place where you pick up the object and the way you put it down. And that's how the Sefer Argodl understands. However, he writes that from the Rambam, it sounds like that it's the Raisa. Or B'Chaznish writes that in the way that you're transporting a complete dalar amos, you have in this halacha, nafkamin amid the Raisa, that when the person selects himself dalar amos for carrying Shos Rambam, those dalar amos are measured according to his amos, whether leniently or stringently. Whereas transporting an object in Shos Rambam, not in the place of a person, you measure the dalar amos where the medium size amma, and he writes that's what's obvious in the Rashba and the Rambam. Chaznish is not sure whether if whoever's standing with Shos Rambam just happens to be, that we give him dalar amos, or specifically if he's kaveh over there, his shvisa. He writes that we don't have in our hands the qualification of this permanence. And it doesn't seem that you would have to be kaveh makom over there from before Shabbos. It's possible that since we hold that you have to choose which side you're going to have your dalar amos, we don't give him dalar amos until he actually chooses them. Dish number two, We find two reasons why it's not forbidden to carry less than dollar amas from the halacha of chatzis shir, that generally a half a measurement is also in the Torah. Number one, Shubas Chavasiyah writes that the Torah permits to do this explicitly. Like it says, Shavuish Tachta. In this passage, we learn out the Isra of transporting dollar amas to his Rabban. You see that it's permitted to carry up until the shir of Tachta, which is dollar amas. Two, the Prima Gadim, in this Psych, the Rashabas writes that the halacha of chatzis shir, that's also in the Torah, is not forbidden only by a full malacha that you're doing half of the measurement from it. But carrying less than dollar amas does not have a shim malacha at all. That's how similar it's written in the base Meir. Dish number three, the measurement to separate between what's dalar amas mitzumtzamos and meruvachis, constricted and expansive, he writes later on in Shin Samach Gimel, it's a half of a finger breadth per amma. Dish number four, we said that comes that his arba amas are going to be bigger than other people's amas if he's a tall person. Now, if a person is very tall and his limbs are not according to his height, Chaznish is not sure if you give him dalar amas of the amma of kaidish of kachim, and even that this shear is not sufficient for him, or do you give for every single person three amas in the measurement of his body, and also a fourth amma in the measurement of his amma, if it's not less than of kodesh. If it's less than of kodesh, then you give him the fourth amma, like the shear of amma of kodesh. Now, if you're going to say that you always evaluate with amma of kodesh, if that's the case, also in the case where he's a midget and his amma is small, you give him an amma of kodesh, open shartin, and subkot nal, he writes, that if he's a midget and his amma is small, then you measure according to his ammas. Dish number five, the Sharatin, the Sivkot and Gimel, had said that since it says Shavuish Tachtov, so it's obvious it's permitted him to carry one shot, even though it's more than Arba Amas Bein Nineyes. But the opinion of Nish, in the beginning of his words, like the opinion of the Pirim Rekodim, that regarding transporting Dal Amas in one shot, the Shir is Dal Amas of Kodesh. And he writes to resolve the Raya of the Sharatin, that Tachtov is explained according to where a person conducts himself during the weekday. No, on Shabbos, if he puts an object in the middle of a dalar amas, so it's permitted in that Torah. However, the Maskilni writes that just regarding transporting one shot, we evaluate with his dalar amas, and permitted for an adult to transport in one shot up until his dalar amas. However, there's a difference between the Sharatin and the Chazanish. Sharatin holds that also regarding the Chiv of Mavar dalar amas, you mishar each one according to their own, and if you're permitted for a giant to transport up at the hill until his dalar amas. The Chazanish holds that you mishar with his dalar amas, Davka, in the place that he has his dalar amas. For example, let's see his Kevei over here, his Makim. In such a case, it's permitted him to transport in one shot up until this year. But in the place where he doesn't have his dalar amas, for example, let's say he's in Rosh Chodesh Yachid, and he's transporting in Rosh Chodesh Rabim, then you would be Mishar Bishal Kodesh. Dish number six. An Afkimina, if you Mishar Bishal Kodesh or with his own, of Kafshitz, writes regarding the transporting of a midget. That according to Prima Gadim, then Mishar Bishal Kodesh, if that's the case by a midget, come at a leniency that permitted him to transport more than his dalar amas in a way that you don't have a problem about being mitzvah mechuslat chum of his dalar amas. For example, let's say it's not kavim mokum or enough kavim regarding isa tayra. According to Sharatin, it's forbidden for him in that Torah to transport more than his own dalar amas. According to Chaznish, that he agrees with the Sharatin, those regarding transporting one shot, you mishab with his own, like we said in the previous dirshu. So Valdemar writes, however, it seems that there's a difference between them in this halachim, because their reasons are not the same. According to the Sharatin, that we always mishar with his dalar amas, the reason is because the pasuk Shavuish Tachtav is said also regarding maver of transporting. From this pasuk, we learn out that mishar each person with his own. If that's the case, even the midgets forbidden that Torah to transport more than his own dalar amas. According to Chaznish, they're regarding transporting in a place where he doesn't have a specific dalar amas, with mishar b'shal kodesh. If that's the case, the pasuk was not said on maver, rather, whenever he has his dalar amas, it's permitted for him to transport in them one shot. If that's the case by a midget, even though the place that they give him is only his own dalar amas. However, since they're regarding Havara, the halach is b'shal kodesh, if that's the case, also by maver, in a place where he has his dalar amas, the shim and the Torah would be b'shal kodesh, and only Rabban would be forbidden for him to carry out to beyond his own dalar amas, because with that, he's might see from the tchum of the dalar amas that the chacham give him. Dirshu number seven. Regarding if, we said the Rambam also agrees where he selects from his own dalar amas. Now regarding if he has to select his opinion by going, or it's enough to just verify with his thoughts, Chaznish writes, it sounds like that it can be mevar just in his machshava, but that's considered selecting, that you'll have that leniency then also according to the Rambam.